When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean, and there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Libre Initiative. I love those people. One thing I just want to pass along before we move on, and that is I hope that with the midterms coming up, and I know it seems like it's a long ways off, but the fact is that the midterm elections are going to be so vitally important. We can take our country back. The margin in the House is now three Democrats. And if we replace them with Republicans, we own at least one branch of government. And by the way, it's a 50-50 split in the Senate. If we win one or two or three in the Senate, we can take the gavel and essentially put an end to this Biden fiasco. And that's why I think it's so vitally important that all the parties come together. And I'm talking about parties, I mean all the folks in the Republican Party in Clark County, that we all come together for one purpose and one purpose only. And that is to take back control of our government. Get it out of the hands of the crazies. That's what's essential. Losing is not an option in the midterm elections. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders making some roster moves. They have placed Daniel Carlson on the reserve COVID-19 list, so their kicker, he's going to be out for a little while. They have re-signed Dominic Eberle to replace him on the roster. Eberle spent the 2020 season on the practice squad after signing as an undrafted free agent out of Utah State. For Carlson, he has been with the Raiders since 2018. Last year, he was 33 of 35 on field goal attempts and 45 of 47 on extra points. Former Vegas Golden Knights goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury has committed to playing for the Chicago Blackhawks. There had been some talk that he might retire after being traded to Chicago. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
The sale's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Stock up for school with 40 to 70% off almost everything and deals from $13. Find it all at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com through August 10th.
In some places, it's always rush hour, and the honking never stops. At Nature Valley, we wouldn't have it any other way. Take in the outdoors with Nature Valley granola bars.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, this hour is still getting the all clear from Nevada Highway Patrol as far as accidents actually on the freeways. In Henderson, though, the Stephanie on-ramp to get onto westbound 215 is still being cleared of an accident. That's Stephanie on-ramp to get onto westbound 215. As we look to the Southwest Beltway, 215 southbound between Flamingo and Tropicana. NHB's got somebody off to the side of the road. They're not seeing too much braking, but if you're going that way, keep an eye out for them. 215 southbound after Flamingo. On the surface streets, Northwest accident, Rancho, Smoke Ranch, still there. Also one at East Flamingo and McLeod, and wrapping up one on Eastern at Sahara. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're still waiting to see if Jackie Rosen tests positive for the coronavirus. She, according to CNN, was on that houseboat owned by Joe Manchin over the weekend, a houseboat party. And they, you know, they had burgers and that kind of thing. Lindsey Graham tested positive coming out of that particular party. And Jackie Rosen was one of the senators that was there. We'll find out soon enough. I'm sure her office is being asked on a minute-by-minute basis for the latest. These senators get tested all the time, and most of them have had the vaccine. Lindsey Graham said he was vaccinated, and yet still tested positive. And again, if you just joined us, I told you last week how my brother, my older brother, tested positive. Well, now it turns out that yesterday his wife tested positive. So they live well out of state, so I haven't seen him in like a year and a half. It's really weird, you know, with the pandemic. I mean, it's just downright strange. Dr. Anthony Fauci made the rounds of at least a couple of the Sunday shows and was on with John Carl on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. This is Cut 5, and this was Dr. Anthony Fauci, and this is kind of troubling, even coming from him, that the worst may not be over. Listen.
Help me understand. Are we headed towards a period once again where we're going to see lockdowns, businesses shutting down, masks routine for everybody, or is this potentially just a temporary setback?
John, I don't think we're going to see lockdowns. I think we have enough of the percentage of people in the country, not enough to crush the outbreak, but I believe enough to not allow us to get into the situation we were in last winter. But things are going to get worse. If you look at the acceleration of the number of cases, the 7-day average has gone up substantially. You know, what we really need to do, John, we say it over and over again, and it's the truth. We have 100 million people in this country who are eligible to be vaccinated, who are not getting vaccinated. We are seeing an outbreak of the unvaccinated. There's some breakthrough infections among vaccinated. You'd expect that because no vaccine is 100% effective. But in the breakthrough infections, they are mostly mild or without symptoms, whereas the unvaccinated, who have a much, much, much greater chance of getting infected in the first place, are the ones that are vulnerable to getting severe illness that might lead to hospitalization and, in some cases, death. So we're looking not, I believe, to lockdown, but we're looking to some pain and suffering in the future because we're seeing the cases go up, which is the reason why we keep saying over and over again, the solution to this is get vaccinated, and this would not be happening.
And is this pain and suffering, for the most part, pain and suffering for those that have not been vaccinated? I mean, the bottom line here is, isn't it, that there are breakthrough infections for those that have been vaccinated, but you are highly unlikely to either be hospitalized or to die if you have been vaccinated. Isn't that right?
That is correct, John. There's no doubt about that. That's one of the really very, very important reasons you want people to get vaccinated. The vaccines are doing what they're supposed to do. They're protecting one from getting seriously ill, requiring hospitalizations, and perhaps even dying. However, when you have unvaccinated people getting infected, you're propagating the dynamics of the outbreak, which ultimately impacts everybody from the standpoint of having to wear masks, from the standpoint of the safety of the kids in school, from the standpoint of being able to open up everything the way we were when we were normal. So yes, from the standpoint of illness, hospitalization, suffering, and death, the unvaccinated are the much more vulnerable because the vaccinated are protected from severe illness for the most part. But when you look at the country as a whole and getting us back to normal, the unvaccinated, by not being vaccinated, are allowing the propagation and the spread of the outbreak, which ultimately impacts everyone.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday on This Week with Jonathan Karl, not George Stephanopoulos, Jonathan Karl. One of the things that I think is interesting is the scientists, they just absolutely refuse to give an answer that says, I don't know. Have you noticed that? It's almost like it's not in their lexicon. It's not in their vocabulary. And I wish for once one of these people, and I'll let you hear in a bit from Dr. Francis Collins, he's the director of NIH. I'd like to hear somebody, when asked a tough question, just say, you know what? We don't know. Sorry, I know I'm the highest paid employee in the American government, Dr. Fauci, but I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know how this thing is going to morph. I don't know what's going to happen. For once, I'd like some honesty. I really honestly would. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Don't forget, this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. Every single month. You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way in the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com, or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Our phone line's always available to you, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. If you are a first-time caller, let Mark know. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. That's the way we do it on Live and Local. One of the best things that I saw on the Sunday shows, and it was a guy that I think we've had him on a couple of times, Victor Davis Hanson. He's from the Hoover Institute. And he was on Fox and Friends yesterday. And one of the things he said just stuck with me, that if you look at our society today and our shall we say, our political parties, that we are having essentially a realignment. This is cut one, by the way. A realignment in America. Listen to Victor Davis Hanson.
65% of Americans today making more than $500,000 are Democrats. 74% of those who make less than $100,000 a year are Republicans. 17 of the 20th wealthiest zip codes gave more money to Democrats than Republicans. This is a new realignment, class realignment. How and why?
Well, it happened, I think, over the last 30 years of globalization, where we had these coastal cultures from New York to Miami and from Seattle to La Jolla, on each coast, and they looked out at Europe, respectively, and Asia, and people who had skills that could be internationalized, law, finance, media, academia, did very well. They had a market of 7 billion people. And people in the interior tended to be assembly, manufacturing, the traditional muscular labor jobs, and they didn't do as well because their labor was replicated or their small business was outsourced. And it's really, you can really see it, Pete, because there's two, I think there's two ramifications. When we seem baffled when we look at the military or we look at Wall Street or the corporations or professional sports and say, why are all these people leftists? And I think the answer is they're very, very wealthy. And the corporate CEO has a little different attitude. He's the one we hear, but we don't hear the salesman, you know, driving from city to city trying to sell stuff, or the sound engineer versus George Clooney, or the part-time teacher who's piecing together, you know, $25,000 with part-time work versus the college administrator. So we have a class breakdown, and anybody who is exempt from the ramifications of their own ideology tends to be very left-wing. It's easy to say, let's defund the police if you live in a nice zip code.
Exactly.
And it's easy to say, let's have an open border if they're not going to bust somebody who hasn't been tested for, let's say, COVID-19 to Martha's Vineyard or Malibu.
Well, what about...
And so I think we really got to re-examine the woke movement, especially in terms of class. I don't think many Americans need to hear another lecture from Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg or Mike Bloomberg or the Obamas who venture out from Martha's Vineyard, or Oprah from her $90 million estate, or Meghan Markle from her $15 million estate, or have LeBron James come down from the Los Angeles Hills with his security detail. And that's what the woke movement does not want to talk about. This was a top-down movement that was organized by largely wealthy people who were never going to be subject to what they advocated for the rest of us.
I love that, I've not heard that, and I've not even thought of that. But we do have a realignment going on in our country. If you wonder why all these people are so liberal, it's because they're rich. The rich people have become, you know, the Rockefellers, you know, the rich folks. It's true. Let's go to Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, you were mentioning about the clip you just played. I get a little tired, though, hearing a lot of the extreme right-wing people saying, all Democrats are on the take, they're on welfare, they're getting welfare, they're getting this, they're getting that. If you really check the statistics, there are more Democratic billionaires, more Democratic millionaires, doctors, lawyers, business owners. I mean, it's ridiculous, this... The way people think that all Democrats are on the take, it doesn't make sense.
Well, they have voted, a lot of folks have voted Democrat, and that's, it's not because they're poor, it's because they're convinced that they're victims, yeah. and Democrats have for decades painted their constituency as the downtrodden, the people that are being taken advantage by the man, that kind of thing.
Well, one other thing, I just returned back. Last night I came in from South Florida. I have a condo in the Bell Harbor, which is right next to Surfside, where those buildings went down.
Ooh.
And Ron DeSantis makes me mad. He says how great he's doing with the COVID thing. 99.9% of the people now in Florida who are dying and getting very sick and in the hospital have not been vaccinated. Not been vaccinated. And let me say one thing. You know the old saying, a fool and his money is soon parted?
Ooh.
Well, somebody who's not vaccinated is a fool and his life will soon be parted.
There you go.
You must be vaccinated.
Carl,
I can't say it enough.
But do you also agree, though, that it should be every person's choice? I mean, you folks on the left are always pro-choice.
Or other people. I don't like that. I don't like that choice. It's your choice to drive drunk. It's your choice to... That's not a good excuse. It's, you know, you can drive drunk and that's your choice.
Well, let me leave you with this. And I'm glad you called, but you're wrong. Because Democrats have become the political party of choice, you know, pro-life, pro-choice, killing the unborn. But God forbid you want to let somebody make a choice about their own body, what they're going to put in their own body, and all of a sudden the Democrats, they go nuts. They can't take this. And that's what always drives me most nuts about the Democrats, is that they're pro-choice until it comes to something that they disagree with. Then it, you know, we've got to have it. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do. Coming up top of the hour, Jared Fisher. Another adventure to talk about. This one, north to Alaska. Yeah, north to Alaska. We'll talk with Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Good to have you with us. Coming up, Jared Fisher. I learn something every time I sit down with him. We talk about all kinds of different stuff. We talk about his business. We talk about Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery. And they not not only did they survive the pandemic, but they have diversified, and his businesses are doing great. And I absolutely